Jeff Huffman, thanks so much for joining us today. I wondered if you could just start by explaining to us a little bit about sort of this unusual weather that's developing. I think that a lot of our listeners are surprised to see this weather coming from the north of us.
Yeah, so it's important to remember that what comes out of this will probably be nothing different than just a weak tropical storm in terms of its influences in Florida. But how it evolves or how it begins is certainly a bit uncommon, not unheard of. We typically do see systems early in the hurricane season and then again later in the year develop sometimes from weather systems that form first over land. And that's what's happening here. An upper level disturbance is sliding in across the southeast, and thunderstorms are going to start organizing over the Gulf. And because the water is warm, a tropical system will likely develop, once again originating, though, from an initial weather system over land.
I'm seeing reports that there's a strong chance of this developing into something tropical. What makes this something that's going to be tropical rather than just an everyday weather system?
That's a great question. It's because the disturbance is likely going to move over the water and develop what's called a warm center. Tropical systems have a warm core system at their center, and then other disturbances or weather systems moving over land are more cold core related. It's all about the science, but the end result here will be nothing more than just a lot of rain in certain parts of Florida.
When we say a lot of rain for us here in North Florida and in the Panhandle, what should we be expecting?
Well, I think I want to make it very clear that it's very possible that the inland areas, especially near Tallahassee, will miss out on most of the rain with this system. This will likely be a system that focuses more along the coast because it's going to probably drift west. Right now, there's some uncertainty in how far west it would go before it then turns back north. Right now, and we're speculating far out here, it's probably Wednesday or Thursday before this tropical system even develops. But right now, I think rainfall amounts will be just a little bit above normal for Tallahassee, maybe 1 to 3 inches. But closer to the coast, near Panama City and around the Big Bend, certainly some higher amounts, possibly more than 4 inches, could fall by Friday.
Is this something that we should be worrying about? I'm hearing you say, just expect a lot of rain. Is it time for me to go out and make sure that I have enough bottles of water for the next 3 days?
Well, of course, we encourage that no matter what's developing or not developing in the tropics, because, of course, you know, a hurricane plan is always easier to put in force or enact whenever you have a plan and you have these supplies stocked up. As of right now, I don't see any reason to believe that this will be a significant tropical event for the Panhandle of Florida, even along the coast. What we're looking at probably is just some heavy rain, gusty winds, and maybe some unsettled seas. But right now, there's no indication, to me at least, that this would be something significant for our area.